Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. We will put mic here as if it's CNN, NTA. You know, when you watch the president trying to address, you see them put microphones. Amen. Oh, we know that God is good. Amen. And whatever he will do what he says he will do. Hallelujah. He will just expect us to align with him. Amen. I want you to give me that scripture. You don't know it. Psalm 102. Please come forward. Ivan. Just stay here. No, stand up. Have you displayed it? 102 verse 13. You were not here on Sunday. And God gave that word. Psalm 102 verse 13. It says, you will arise and have mercy on Zion. For the time to favor, yes, the set time has come. So I read it to you in our mother tongue. And you did it. And you shall not function. Nitori, but you should receive. Nitoto, a kukunodi. And as we were praying, all eyes bowed, all eyes closed. As we were praying, even before you came for your testimony, God brought before me a picture. And the picture that he brought was the picture of a turnaround. He got a picture of a turnaround from grass to grace, from more glory to more glory. And that's what God is set to do for you. And it's not just going to be a mere encounter. It's an encounter with the Almighty God. Father, we give you praise. Rekradoskete bom bladosa tati krabom peken de boskete lida e blandoska tati se te dingraboskete ligra baskataria. I anoint you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Everything that the Lord has in store for you, he says, is planned towards you of good. And of good, not of evil, to bring you to an expected end. And I decree and I declare that over your life, indeed, we will see the end that God intended. Amen. Everything that God did was good. Hallelujah. Amen. When he finished creating, he said all he did was good, and he took rest. And in that rest, we have our strength. Amen. Father, I thank you and I glorify you. Thank you because in his life, we will give testimonies in Jesus' name. From the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, is a different man in Jesus' name. We give you all the glory, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man of God, that's what I call you. I don't know. I say you are Ima. Yeah, you Ima. So me, I call you man of God. Hallelujah. Amen. So I owe you. And next time, I won't look for you. When God does something and he tells you, no, that when God does you something and he says, this is yours, it's yours indeed. Hallelujah. You don't expect him to be looking for you all over, because he expects to find you where he positioned you. Amen. Hallelujah. So last week we had a deal. I ran away. Don't form again. No forming. Hallelujah. Because you want me to owe. Don't do that too. Because I was looking for you, say you're gone. Abi? Amen. God will do what he says he will do. Hallelujah. And we have to be like our Father. Amen. In Romans, well, let's go back to Romans chapter 15. Where's my PA? Okay, it's there. Romans chapter 15, verse 4. Just bless God. I almost didn't make this meeting. I was struggling with it for 1 month. 1 month. 1 good month. Amen. And then I had to travel on Tuesday. And various many things happened. But it's just the day that the Lord has made, because God has something for us. Amen. He says, for whatever things were written before, were written for our learning. You should know this verse of the scripture by now. Hallelujah. Amen. And believe you me, you will not stop hearing this until this year ends. You won't stop hearing it, because every time you see me, you will read it. If I don't read it, you will display it. Uh-huh. Amen. For whatever things were written before, were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Amen. That we through the patience and comfort of the scriptures, we might have hope. School of miracles. Hallelujah. And if God, as long as God exists, we will always have miracles. Amen. It's not restricted to people's sickness. Hallelujah. It's not restricted to depression. Anything at all that needs to be turned, if it needs to be turned down, it will be turned down. If it needs for you to jump over it, you will jump over it. Hallelujah. If it needs for you to go around it, you have that strength to go around it. Hallelujah. But what is important is that that finished work that God promised you rests in your hand at the end of the day. Amen. Hallelujah. So some finished works need some chains to be broken for you to be free. Some need you to move, you change your position, and then you align with the position that God has put you for you to experience what God has given to you. Everything that God has promised to us will come to pass in Jesus' name. So he says that we through the patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Hallelujah. Interesting. God is never late. He's never late. At least we know that in Habakkuk 2:2, he says that though he tarry, wait for it. He says there's a set time, there's an appointed time. So if he tarries, wait for it. If you not delay, hallelujah. So God is never late. What happens is that we are either in a hurry or we're not using the same time clock as God. And if we do not understand that, please go back to Romans 15. If we do not understand that, it's my favorite toy. So I didn't see it and I felt there's a problem. Come and help me do it. Carry your distance away. Come and help me do it. Okay, I got it. It's my favorite toy here. Don't tell anybody. Okay, so it says, so you understand that whatever things were written, they were written for our learning. So we learn from them, okay? That we through the patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. And God has institutionalized everything that we need from the creation of the earth. So even as practically every manufacturer has a version of his invention that is better than the previous version. So the ACs you use there now, they are old-fashioned. They were bought about 5 years ago. There are new models today. They will tell you it's more efficient. God does not have a more efficient being than you and I. Hallelujah. He has no more efficient creation than you and I. When he created us, he was so certain of what he did. There is no better version of man than what he has created. Amen. And that's why every other person keeps getting better and better about the things. But God, very intentional, and he created man in his image and likeness. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we learn from the scriptures on a daily basis. And I said, this is School of Miracles. Our reasoning, our understanding needs to be, if it needs to be polished, it has to be polished here. Hallelujah. If it needs to be better, it has to be better here. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't worry, it tarry, wait for it, it will not delay. And when I was reading Psalm 102 verse 13, if you are spirit children, you also will key into it that the set time is here. Amen. Hallelujah. I was talking to a friend this evening, and in the UK, I was talking to a friend and said, look, I know I'm just praying that I don't lose anything anymore. I've lost a lot of things, blah, blah, blah. And I said, you know what? What God comes to my mind as you're speaking is that nothing broken, nothing missing. Amen. So even in the midst of whatever is happening anywhere you are, God has his eyes on you. But we have to be careful as we're dealing with God and we're dealing with the things of God so that we align with him and we don't find ourselves slip away or drift away from what he expects us to do. If you remember the story of the serpent in the wilderness, okay? Remember that story? You know, remember the serpent that he put on the bronze serpent that God commanded that they should put on, I don't even know if it's a stick or whatever. It's a bronze serpent. That whoever looks at that serpent will be what? Will be what? Will be healed. Good. Amen. But that serpent did not come from, it didn't come because people were sick. Amen. And he said, that's why he says, look, no. What is so every time things happen, oftentimes we deal with the symptoms. But the real cause of the matter was not that they were sick. The real cause of the matter was that they were limiting God and they disbelieved him. Okay, let's go to Numbers chapter 13. Numbers 13, okay? And from verse 1, it says, the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, send men to spy out the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the children of Israel. For each tribe of their fathers, you shall send a man, everyone a leader among them. So Moses sent them from the wilderness of Paran, according to the command of God, all of them men who were heads of the children of Israel. So God said, send them spies to the land I'm going to give you. Okay? And then when they came back, they spent 40 days spying out that land. Okay, so if you read Numbers 13, I just want to spare you reading the whole of 13. Otherwise, we'll read the whole of 13, then we'll read the whole of 14. But this is the beginning of how they ended up with the serpent. Okay, so if I take it steps back, then when we go to Numbers 21, we get to the serpent. But this is where they started their journey from. God says, you know what? Go and spy out the land I've given you. So you have a glimpse of what I have done for you. Okay? And they got there, they took grapes. And at the time God was sending them, it was the time of the first grapes coming out. So they took the grapes they saw, pomegranates and everything, they packed them, and then they came back. And it took them 40 days. And when they came back, the best news that they could give people was that the land in verse 18, he says, this is what, and God continued this. He says, and see what the land is like, whether the people who dwell in it are strong or weak or many, whether the land they dwell in is good or bad, whether the cities they inhabit are like camps, whether the land is rich or poor, whether there are forests there or not. Be of good courage and bring some of the fruit of the land. Now the time was the season of the first ripe grapes. Amen. So they went out and spied out the land from the wilderness of Zin as far as Rehob, near the entrance of Hamath, and they went through the south and came to Hebron. Then when we go down, verse 25 says, and they returned spying the land. Verse 25 says, and they returned spying the land out for after 40 days. Okay? And then they came back to Moses and the congregation of Israel in the wilderness of Paran and Kadesh. They brought back word to them all and to all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. Then they told him and said, we went to the land where you sent us. It truly flows with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. Nevertheless, the people who dwell in the land are strong, and the cities are fortified and very large. And moreover, we saw the defenders of Anak there. So the defenders of Anak are giants, okay? The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south and the Hittites. And then in verse 30, so they said, you know when you want to be mischievous? So if you are very careful with your language and if you understand the construction of grammar, when you say certain things ahead, the last set of things you say are the ones that are actually registered. So he said, look, I mean, it's true, the land is good, he has fruits and all that. He said, but we saw the descendants of Anak, Amalekites, and they started instilling fear in the people. Verse 30 says that then Caleb quieted the people before Moses, because people were becoming unrested with the news they are having. Ah, so this is good. Then how are we going to get it if there is so much obstacle there? Amen. But don't forget where we started from. He said, this is the land that I have given you. Your expectation of God matters a lot. Amen. Your understanding of who God is also matters a lot. Bible says in Romans 15:4, through the patience and comfort of the scriptures, it gives us hope. And we are drawing from this story this evening. It says, look, then Caleb, let me ask come with verse 30. Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it. Amen. Hallelujah. We are well able to overcome it. Did God tell them they were going to go to war? No. Did he tell them this is how they were going to do it? No. But Caleb well understood that if this is what God has given to us, then we are well able to overcome it. Amen. So two different people, I think Caleb and Joshua, were the only ones that came back with a report that could quiet the people of God. Hallelujah. In Numbers chapter 14. Give me verse 28. So the people grumbled and grumbled and grumbled and complained and said, God should have just left them in Egypt. I mean, there's no point bringing us when you can't cater for us. They're talking in their mind to Almighty God. And then in verse 28 of Numbers, it says, say to them, as I live, says the Lord, just as you have spoken in my hearing, so I will do. Continue. The carcass of you who have complained against me shall fall in this wilderness. All of you were numbered according to your entire number from 20 years old and above, except for Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, the son of Nun. You shall by no means enter the land which I saw I would make you dwell in. So two people that understand and could relate with the nature of God got a distinction, a separation from the curse. Okay? So he says, this generation from 20 years and above, you are not going to enter. Forget it. This is where you have finished your journey. Amen. A lot of people truncate the promises that God has for them by their simple unbelief. As simple as it is, unbelief. Okay? And you see, God took them from, I mean, if you look at it from this, from how they moved out of Egypt, the night they moved out. If you go read that story again in Exodus, I told them that they were going to leave with the spoils of Egypt. They left practically all the gold that they could get in Egypt. Okay? And he moved them through the wilderness. And then he got to a point and said, they were close to the land. Huh? Because if they were not close, there's no way he would have sent people to go and spy. And then they will come back 40 days. And then he said, take one from each tribe. Just one from each tribe. Then let them go. Because he expects that his dealings with them, they will have understood that they were the most important set of people on earth to him at that point in time. Amen. Continue. So Caleb and Joshua, I mean, they said, but your little ones, whom you said will be victims, I will bring them in, and they shall know the land which you despised. Okay? But as for you, your carcass shall fall into the wilderness, okay? And your sons shall be shepherds in the wilderness 40 years, and bear the brunt of your infidelity until your carcasses are consumed in the wilderness. According to the number of days you spied out the land, see their punishment. According to the number of days you spied out the land, 40 days, for each day you shall bear your guilt 1 year, namely 40 years, and you shall know my rejection. Amen. They were just 40 days journey from, anyway, so it's to and fro. Let us assume that it's to and fro. So they were practically 20 days journey. Because when they sent the spies, when the spies went and came back, it took them 40 days. So let's assume half journey is 20 days. So practically 20 days to that land that God had given them. And simple unbelief. As simple as you think it is, and it's not my fault now, how would I have believed? God does not say things that he doesn't mean. He's not man. And he means the things that he says. Amen. So the punishment was that for every day that you are gone, then it's 1 year. So to God, 1 day is 1 year old. Patience. 1 day is 1 year. 1 year is 1 day to God. It's timeless. Hallelujah. We are the ones that are working with clock and say the ninth hour of the day, the tenth hour of the day. Is God is timeless. Amen. Hallelujah. And then we stop there. Let's go to Numbers 21. From verse 1. This way these people, they like discouraging themselves. If they were all there when Moses was telling those guys their punishment, then again in Numbers 21 he says, the king of Arad, the Canaanites, who dwelt in the south, heard that Israel was coming on the road to Atham. Then he fought against Israel and took some of them prisoners. Let's continue. So Israel made a vow to the Lord and said, if you will indeed deliver these people into my hands, then I will utterly destroy their cities. And the Lord listened to the voice of Israel and developed Canaanites, and they utterly destroyed them and their cities. So the name of that place was called Oman. Then they journeyed from Mount Or and by the way of the Red Sea to go around the land of. You've come back to this Red Sea. The same Red Sea they went to, Rabbi. By the way of the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom, and the soul of the people became very discouraged on the way. The soul of the people became very discouraged on the way. People are the ones that bring upon themselves whatever they see when they become discouraged. So he says, and the people spoke against God, verse 5, and the people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food, no water, and our souls loathe this worthless bread. And then, so the Lord sent fairy serpents among the people, and they beat the people, and many of the people of Israel died. Hallelujah. Amen. So the serpent was biting them, and then they were dying. Let's continue. Therefore, the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he take away the serpents from us. So Moses prayed for the people. Then the Lord said to Moses, make a fairy serpent and set it on a pole, and it shall be that everyone who is bitten, when he looks at it, shall live. Amen. They had no sickness in their midst. Okay? There was no sickness. The only problem they had was that they were discouraged and they disbelieved God. And so the serpents came. And anybody that the serpent beat would die. And then for them to live, it says, it should make a pole, make a fairy serpent, set it on a pole, and it shall be that everyone who is bitten, when he looks at it, shall live. Meaning that, but you know that this thing is for everybody, but it's only for those that will use it. You know why I said that? If you are beaten and you don't look at that serpent, you will not live. That's the condition that is there. It says, it shall be that everyone who is beaten, when he looks at it, shall live. So, for you to be beaten, no problem. But you have to understand, have to have faith in the fact that if you look at that serpent that is on the pole, you live. So some people will be like, what is this? Eh? They will not be bothered. They won't look, and then they will die. Has God made a provision for them? Did God make a provision for them? He did. Did they make use of the provision that God made for them? No. Because if you don't look at it, it's as simple as that. I mean, it's as saying that I don't know any simple thing that is. It's just simple. Whenever that police, you don't have to go. You don't have to go and touch it. Just look, and you shall live. Amen. Hallelujah. And you know that this is a symbol of a profession. Abi, is a medical. That's a symbol of the medical profession. Although they have modernized their own. That it was, they put a cross and then they put a snake. That's the medical symbol. If you see any ambulance, anything, you see it. If you don't see, so if you're wondering, age okay, they want to kill me. You know, it's because when you look at that serpent on the pole, you will leave. So if, when you go to them, what they are saying is that when you come to us, you will leave. Amen. But this was God institutionalized. Hallelujah. So he makes a provision. And he sets the condition. God has a contract between you and God. God fulfilling his own part of the contract. And you must fulfill your own part. All he needs is for you have enough faith for you to look at the serpent that was hung on the pole. Hallelujah. And then they were living. So God was teaching them about faith. You just begin to wonder that for you to hang a bronze serpent, paint serpent on the pole and they leave. I mean, what power is in that? But God has put that there for them so that they will live. Amen. And then he was teaching them faith. Okay? And remember that the Bible says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, you cannot please him. Amen. So the people that have no faith in what he has said were dying. People that had faith in what they said, lived. Amen. Many, many years later, which is what happens to a lot of people, this serpent, they did not throw away the serpent too. Many years later, in 2 Kings chapter 18, Second Kings 18 verse 4. Let's take from verse 1. It says, now it came to pass in 3rd year of Hosea, the son of Elah, the king of Israel, that Ezekiah, the son of Ahaz, king of Judah, began to reign. He was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Abi, the daughter of Zechariah, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father David had done. He removed the high places and broke the sacred pillars, cut down the wooden image, and broke in pieces the bronze serpent that Moses had made. For until those days, the children of Israel burned incense to it and called it Nehushta. So God said, do something. Put a serpent on a pole. Whoever looks at it, that is beaten and looks at it, shall live. And then, because they couldn't fathom it, okay, they made that thing a god. And they kept it until this time, this is 2 Kings, time of Ezekiah, after David. So that means they kept it and became like a god. They would go to the shrine, okay? So if they were getting new, I don't know, because I didn't read it yet. Or is it in the next verse? So they kept it, and they kept... Verse 5. Okay, so the reason why Ezekiah did that was that he trusted in God, so that after him there was none like him among all the kings of Judah who were before him. Okay? So they made a god out of something that Christ God is instituted. Okay? Let's go to John chapter 3, verse 14. So, remind you, it wasn't that there was sickness in their midst. That's not the reason for the serpent on the pole. Okay? It was because of their unbelief, lack of faith in God. Amen. That the serpents came and they were beaten. And then God said, look, this is the solution to your problem. He was teaching them faith, having faith in the things that he tells to them. Okay? Not about the fact that they were sick. So in 2 Kings, it says, in John chapter 3, verse 14, it says, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Amen. And if you really remember that everything in the Old Testament was a shadow of the new. Amen. And if you look at the story of the children of Israel, everything that happened to them was a shadow of the things that Christ was coming to institutionalize. Amen. I remember that Christ said that I have not come to destroy the law, Abi, but to fulfill it. Not to abolish it, but to fulfill it. So in John 3, 14, he talks about that. In Galatians, Galatians 3, 13. So he says that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is anyone who hangs on a tree. So that serpent in the wilderness, okay, was Christ. That was the shadow of Christ that will be on the cross. Okay? So if you look at the serpent on the pole in the wilderness, it was just a symbol of Christ being hung on the cross. Amen. And what will bring about their not dying if they look at that serpent was their faith. Because it's their faith in the fact that if you look at this serpent, we will live. It's what will drive them to and say, oh God, I'm looking at you, I want to live. Amen. Your faith in Christ that was hung is what will make you live. Hallelujah. Are you getting what I'm saying? Now, I said it before, that it wasn't because they were sick. It was not because it had nothing to do with their state of health. But it was to do with the fact that there was disbelief and there was no faith in God. They grumbled and grumbled and grumbled and complained about the fact that where we are coming from is... And you know that there's a tendency for you to be like that in this time and season. And where we are coming from was better in the days of no subsidy. Or subsidy, and then you begin to complain and grumble and compare with when you were in bondage, when God is leading you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you follow God and His instructions, then you will get to the end point that God had designed from the beginning. Amen. Christ was made sin for us so that in Him we become the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. So for every time everyone looked at that serpent that was beaten by this. So for people that had unbelief and were discouraged, they were the ones that the serpent bite. Okay? For everyone that was beaten because of their unbelief and who look at the serpent, they lived. Amen. Hallelujah. If you will see God, then you must have faith in the Christ that died and rose for you. Amen. Whether you are sick, whether you need a miracle, you must have faith in Christ. You must look unto Him, the author and the finisher of your faith. Mark chapter 7. Give me verse 5. We'll go to verse 6. All right. Give me 25. Sorry. Okay. For a woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard about him, and she came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syro-Phoenician by birth, and she kept asking him to cast the demon out of her daughter. But Jesus said to her, let the children be filled first, For it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. Go to the verse before. So she kept asking him to cast out the demon out of her daughter. Then verse 27 says, then Jesus said to her, let the children be filled first. Okay? It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. So what's the children's bread that Christ was talking about? He was talking about the fact that the healing, the casting out of, go to 26. This casting out of demons was what he was referring to. That instead of, and then go back to 27, instead of doing that for, I mean, the Bible was very clear. She was Greek and Syro-Phoenician, okay? He said, instead of casting out demons out of that person, okay, you let the children be filled first. So that the people that he has come unto, let them first understand that healing belongs to them. Let them first eat out of the healing first before he begins to think about other people. Amen. Hallelujah. So, God made his promises for the children of Israel. And all his demonstration of his power was for them to be able to understand that he is God. Amen. And every provision he made for them was for them. But if the children that he made provision for do not understand that this provision is for them, there is no way that they will enjoy out of what he has given to them. Hallelujah. First Peter chapter 2. Give me verse 24. So he's going to the cross was not meant to be in vain. He's going to the cross was to save you and I and present to us everything that we have in Christ Jesus in God. He says, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Amen. Hallelujah. Himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree. Okay? Remember that we read it, that for that reason he was hung. Okay? He says he bore it on the tree so that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. Amen. By whose stripes we were healed. Hallelujah. So, and I said it, I think I said on Sunday, that Christ deals with us from the finish point of view. From the finish point. So he's looking at it from the finish point. When Christ is looking at you and dealing with you, he's not looking at you in the present circumstance you think you find yourself in. Because when he died, before he died, he said, it is finished. Everything has been done. Hallelujah. And it's presented to you. Amen. So that you won't be the one that Christ was referring to in Mark chapter 7, verse 27, that healing, let the children first eat. Amen. Because the ones that do not access what he has done for them are the ones that will not enjoy the healing that he has given to them. And healing is diverse. Amen. It doesn't mean it's not restricted to being sick in the body. Abi, if you say healing, what's healing in your own mother tongue? Does it have to do with sickness? Eh? See how they're looking at me. I'm not throwing a trick question. I'm just asking a simple question. If something needs amendment, hallelujah. If you need restoration, amen. If you need redirection, amen. By stripes, we are healed. Hallelujah. That's what Peter was saying when he was reading. In Isaiah, when Isaiah was speaking, Isaiah 53 verse 5, he says, but he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Amen. As I was looking into the future, and he says, this is what I'm seeing, that in the future, this is what is happening. by stripes we are healed. Peter was looking back at the cross in 2 Peter 2:24 that we read. He was looking back at the cross and saying, by his stripes we were healed. Hallelujah. The reference point for both of them was the point of the cross. One man was well before the cross. Another man was seen after the cross. But that reference point was the point that he was hung on the cross. So Peter could say, by his stripes, we were healed. Hallelujah. Isaiah could say, by his stripes, we are healed. Amen. Meaning that everything that has to do with your healing was done on that cross. Amen. It's not now. If you have symptoms, feeling sickness in your body, it was done over 2,000 years ago. Amen. Over 2,000 years ago. Remember last week when we were talking about the box of St. Louis Sugar, that you are in him and then he's in you. If you do not access the things that he has done, you can just be there. I mean, you can just be there and not know this is what he has done. Now, if you know what he has done and you do not look at it in faith, it's the same thing as if you don't know what he has done at all. Amen. The serpent that was hung, the solution or the way to access it was to look at it. Amen. Very simple. Just look at it. I got healed. But you won't look at it if you think it doesn't make sense. And the word of God does not make sense to the ordinary mind. This is the word of the cross is foolishness to them who are perishing. But to us that are saved, it's the power of God. That's what the scripture says. And the ordinary mind cannot fathom spiritual things. The ordinary mind, man, needs the help of the Holy Spirit to be able to understand. Amen. So I'm saying that the reference point is back to the cross. The thing, what he did on the cross, and the healing he was referring to himself, is that healing is the children's bread. It is your portion. And it's what God has given to us. Amen. Hallelujah. And oftentimes, we hear that divine healing. I mean, you should not be sick all the time. I'm falling out. Don't worry if you are sick today and you think you're sick tomorrow. Amen. Because he made that provision for you as well. That divine health is what everybody is supposed to enjoy. Amen. But if by adventure, you're out of unbelief and disbelief, find yourself and you are ill or you are sick, the same provision that was made still exists. Amen. But you're not supposed to be there permanently. Okay? But then you're not supposed to feel condemned if by any chance you find yourself needing it again. Hallelujah. You know, it was possible for anyone that looked at that serpent and leave to go back and serpent bites him again, and then you come back and look at the serpent. If they were not doing it, they wouldn't have kept it until 2 Kings chapter 18 told us that they made it seem a what? A god. Accessing the finished work of Christ lies in your faith in him. You hear what I say? Accessing the finished work of Christ lies in your faith in him. If he has done it and you don't access it, you cannot talk about it. That's the good news. Telling people to come to church or they will go to hell is not good news. Hallelujah. Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely nothing. And that's why some people tell you that there is enjoyment to if there is enjoyment, they want to go to hell. They're saying it out of lack of knowledge. But because you are not presenting the right thing to them, that's the good news. The good is that everything you will ever need was done on that cross. Amen. Everything you never need was provided for on the cross. I don't know how to approach God. He said when he gave up his life, that divide between man and God, the temple, the curtains, it all apart. And then you can approach God. Okay? By what? By the help of Christ. So you have confidence to approach his throne and say, by virtue of the sacrifice of your son for me, hallelujah. So if you thought that you don't have a relationship with God, that thing was dealt with on the cross. That's another form of healing. You can't have a father and you cannot talk to that man. Won't you go for prayer and deliverance? I have a father that I cannot talk to. You call it a problem. But that problem needs a solution. Amen. That's why God gave us access to him. Now, in fact, that one is even too technical. Because for somebody to say he has access to God, some people say, God Almighty, no. I'm just a slave to God. Right? Some people say that. Even in the things that he has provided for us, it was on the cross that all that provision, he released them. Because once you believe in him and you walk in him by faith, you have renewed hope. Only will take patience and understanding that, you know, in the things that you have done, you have comfort. That's all that you need. But it's the same faith that you need to understand that the promises he has made for you are available to you. It's the same faith you need to understand that you have access to God and you can talk to him. Amen. You know, if anybody has a problem with, has issues with giving birth to children, okay, and they adopt a child, it will be strange that adopted child will be talking to that whoever adopted him from across the door. Even though he was born by adoption, he has the right of a child. Then all these things you're talking about is for the Israelites. He says that we have been adopted. Amen. We are joint heirs with him. Hallelujah. There's no separation between the one that was born biologically and the one that was adopted. They are both children. And that was what God demonstrated to the woman in Mark chapter 7, verse 27. Abby? Yeah, let's read it. I'm running out of time. Mark 7, 27. Then Jesus said to her, "Let the children be filled first, for it's not good to take the children's bread and throw it to little dogs." Next verse. And she answered and said to him, "Yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs under the table eat from the children's crumbs." And then he said to her, "For this saying, go your way. The demon has gone out of your daughter." Amen. Go back to 28. This is what she said. Simple thing. And she said to him, "Yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs under the table eat from the children's crumbs." She did not say, "Why are you calling us? Why are you likening us to dogs?" No. What our end point was what was in her mind. So you know what? Even those little dogs, let the crumbs for the children come to them. They will eat. And because of that, Christ said in verse 29, then he said to her, "For this saying, go your way, the demon has gone out of your daughter." Verse 28 is a demonstration of faith in the things that Christ could do. It's as good as that woman looking at that serpent and saying, "You know what, if it applies to these children, then whatever comes out of it also applies to us." It's faith. And that was why Christ could say, "You know, for this saying, go." Because he had faith in him. If anybody has faith in Christ, he will see the end that Christ intended. Hallelujah. The Greek woman ordinarily has no access to that. But because she had faith in him, she could get what she wanted. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. So it tells me one thing, that those that get the promises, they are filled with faith and they are pleasing God. If you see somebody today, and you think that what's wrong with this person, is he the only one that Christ died for? No, he's not. Amen. He's just the only one that can understand that I must be in faith to enjoy what he has given to me. So instead of you worrying and being envious of that person, rather just follow what that person is doing by simply adhering to what Christ has said. He said, by this saying, finish matter. But this saying, go your way, the demon has gone out of your daughter. What's in the next verse? And when she had come to her house, she found the demon had gone out and her daughter lying on the bed. And then what happened? Again, so that's the end of it. Hallelujah. So it wasn't just that he said it. When she got back home, she met it as that. You have to rely on faith in Christ. In and out of season. Whether you think you have plenty or you think you don't have plenty, it's faith in Christ that is important. Let us rise to our feet. We are not limited by God to worship Him in any way. When God sent Moses to Pharaoh, He said, let my people go, that they may worship me and serve me. And if you worship and serve Him, it has to be that you have faith in Him. You are not looking back at what you have left behind. We are looking ahead at what He has made provision for. Let us pray to Him this night that even our faith in Him is rekindled, that we have a better understanding of the things that He has done. Hallelujah. Thank you. He was made sin for us, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God, so that in Him we have access to God, so that in Him we have access to all that God created in Genesis. He said when He had done everything, He said everything was good, and He put man in charge. It's not like you, O Lord. It's like unto thee, O Lord, who is like unto thee, O Lord, amongst the doing are you believing God for this evening? He says, he's always doing wonders. And what is wonder to the human mind is when we do not see God in it. When we see impossible things and suddenly he shows up. It's the Lord that always does wonders. Mangra bose geriga. Eka bose kaligra dabasa kabasaya. He said to do you wonders. Hallelujah. Eka bose teliga basaya. The Bible says everywhere he went. Mangra basaya. He was doing good. Healing men of sicknesses and diseases. What do you want him to do for you? Hallelujah. Open your mouth. Bartimaeus was saying, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on him. Hallelujah. I said, go call him for me. And when he stood before him, he said, what will you have you do for you? And his immediate challenge, he said, that I may see. If we say he's doing wonders, he stands before you this evening. What will you have me do for you? Ekapoka kaligra da bans katalida. Ekapo pretise te tika basekeria. Eka paliga pakam baseka tumba de baseria. Eka le basega bos katalida. What will you have him do for you? Pour out your mind to him. E prados kekejida basadaya. E yamba da baba basakaria. Eka to predibanska da lingra da basa da liga. Ekle krebopa katise te liga da basa. And the Lord I change it not. Turn the rough places into level ground. These are the things I will do. I will not fail you. Nor will I forsake you. Hallelujah. Open your mouth, and I will feel it, says the Lord God of hosts. What will you have me do for you? If you ask in faith, then you receive. Remember the Greek woman. Christ said healing belongs to the children. Hallelujah. These things belong to you. And as many as an understand that these things belong to them that have faith in him. These are the ones that see the glory of God. Hallelujah. Always doing wonders. Hallelujah. Manda scatariga basca da baba baria, eka bomba la basete diga basca da boseria, eka te de boscate bomba la baseria. The Lord is healing businesses right now. Eda baseca bunga da baseca diga da ba, yamma da baba seria. Everything you lay upon your hands upon, eka bosca de diga, maca baseca lisa, will turn to gold. Hallelujah. Eda basca da diga da baseria. Nothing broken, nothing missing. Hallelujah. If you look and you say, oh, this thing is not generating as much. Hallelujah. On the cross, look back to the cross. On the cross, everything was finished. Hallelujah. Peter says, by his stripes, we were healed. Hallelujah. Isaiah looking to the cross. Hallelujah. He said, by his stripes, we are healed. Hallelujah. If you can hold on to that faith, hallelujah, in him, in Christ, man, the basket that was there. Oh, Sagbara, so David, Jesus. Oh, Sagbara, so David, Baba. Oh, Sagbara, so David.
Thank you, Lord. He finds strength in you, O Lord. With all understanding, Agbaramem inu ejerem,
Agbaramem inu ejeresu,
Agbaramem inu ejerem,
Oh, Sabara,
sagbara Lord. Oh sagbara to dabi ti Jesu. Oh sagbara to dabi ti Baba. I want you to sing it from the depth of your heart. There is no power like the power of our Lord. Jesus. Oh, Sagbara, toda biti baba.
Oh, Sagbara, toda biti Jesus.
Agbara, Agbara, toda Agbara Lord. Toda biti. That's a name that has been given to you. A name above all names. A name above all names. At the mention of his name, every knee must bow. Hallelujah. Oh, Sagbara, toda biti Jesus.
Respecter of persons. He will do for you and for me the same things under the same conditions. He expects the same condition of faith. Faith in him. So if you are questioning that, when is your turn is when you decide to have faith in him, hallelujah, and stay persistent in that faith. He says we through the patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Don't give up. That's what he's saying. There is power his name, there is power in the blood. He has given us a name that is above all names. Hallelujah. So when you ask those questions, instead of asking those questions, give him praise and thanks. Hallelujah. Thank him for the things that he has done. Amen. Though you do not see it now, thank him because he did it at the cross. Hallelujah. And it will come to pass in a little while. Is the only one that does wonders. So lift up your hand and thank him this evening. Thank him. Thank him in belief, not unbelief. Hallelujah.
Makates que te liga rabasa ta bose de ya ere bos kanta liga rabase que disa de ya e capo pa le sante de pra de bos que te bese de liga mangla dos que te lingla la basa de ya. Oh, there's a turnaround. Hallelujah. E kabas kata liga rabaseka ya. I hear you boss and laughter in the spirit. Hallelujah. E there's a turnaround. Mas kata liga rabaseka ya. E kapo pradis kata mas kata seta liga. E de bos kata liga rabaske de ya. E kabas kata ya. There's a turnaround for the better. E tabros kata liga rabaseka ya. And from better to best man rabaseka ya. And even yet beyond breast. Hallelujah. E kapo se de liga rabaseka de disa de ya. Maka baskata ligra baskata bosenia. Eka baske de liga rabaseka disadia. There is a turnaround, maska la boskadaya. In your life, in your businesses, man la boskadaya. Eka da so pradiska da basadia. Only you be thankful. Because at the cross, it was finished. Hallelujah. Eka baskadaya. There is no need to ask for a game, man la basadia. Access it by faith. Hallelujah. We are not moved by the things that we see. Hallelujah. But we are moved by the word of God. He's the good shepherd. The one that leads you beside good pastures. Hallelujah. The one that refreshes your soul. The one that refreshes your soul. You're making the right decision in him. Anyone has a decision to make, check into this right now. That decision, man, make it in him. Hallelujah. Neither look to the left or to the right. Oh, maskata boske de liga. He leads you. Hallelujah. Mandoskata liga rabasekaria. Eka brose de liga rabasataniza. Mande de boske de liga. Everyone praying. Hallelujah. Giving him all the thanks that you can muster. Maskata de basadea. Thank him. Maskata lisa lalia. Eka baska dea. It all ends in praise. Eka baska taboka ya. It will end in praise. Eka ra. Whatever you are thanking God for now. Eka tose de liga. It will be made manifest. Eka baska da basa dea. Eta braseka le baska ta liga. Ede boska de baska da basa dea. Le kandos keke disa de liga ba basa dea. Thank you, Lord. Le broska hanga da basa dea. Eka teske de liga. Matske poskate liga la basa de ya. Exate liga la basa de ya. Yeah. He ends in praise.
Alleluia. That's what my song will be.
He ends in praise.
That's what my song will be.
There's nothing too big for him to do. Hallelujah.
Song.
And these are not generic words. They are specific words for you now.
Hallelujah. That's what my song will be. That's what my song will be. That's what my song will be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what my song will be. That's what my song will be.
That's all I have to say.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's all I have to say.
we give you praise. Thank you because a landmark in our life. Understanding that we always look back to the cross. That's where everything is. Where everything is ended. And that's where our new life starts. Thank you because we have faith in you. No longer we will live a life of discouragement or unbelief. Thank you for our focus is on you and on you alone. Thank you because you are the center of all that we do. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray.